Are you ready or what?
Why don't you switch on the radio?
Give the people what they want, and they go away happy.
It's the opposite of fabulous. You know what I'm saying? It's the synonym of ridiculous.
Okay, I get it. I ain't pleasant to look at.
I'll listen to.
We'll be with.
How do we allow them to have a radio station?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show. Radio Now 100.9. It is the 18th of October, and today the sunshine will be out. We're looking at like a high of 58. Friday, cloudy. Evening rain possible and a high of 56. Welcome back, Alex, out yesterday. How you doing today?
I'm good. Have you ever felt the urge to go through somebody's stuff when you're just at their house? Do you ever just snoop?
Maybe in the medicine cabinet. That's about it. Like, I don't go through drawers or, like, their closet, no.
I just always fight the urge to just start opening drawers and cabinets and doors and stuff when I'm at somebody else's house. It's just so interesting to me to see what they have.
Remind me never to invite you over to my place.
Yeah, why are you thinking about that?
Well, last night I had a small group with my church. So I went to this girl's house and I had used the restroom and I was just like thinking like, ooh, I just want to open up her cabinets and just see what's going on in here. But I didn't. But I was just thinking about it. It's always interesting to me to like
that is not,
look at stuff.
That is not the Lord's work right there.
That is so bizarre. The only time I have that urge is like when I've been babysitting.
Really? Yes.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Time.
When I was in high school, a friend and I were babysitting for a teacher at our school. And we opened up her nightstand and we found all of these dirty, raunchy, XXX letters that her and her husband wrote to each other. It was so juicy. Yes. That was the time that the snooping paid off.
Yeah.
Wow. Like I said, I don't think I'll ever invite you over because I don't have like dirty XXX letters, but you can't go through people's stuff. Live the web world doesn't seem to care. How was your day yesterday?
It was good. I took a nap and I had a dream while I was napping that like a group of my guy friends, we were all staying over one of my older sister's, like her apartment, like before she even got married. Mm-hmm. And they were like using the jewel in her apartment.
Uh-oh.
And they were smoking marijuana in her apartment.
Uh-oh.
And just like breaking her stuff on accident. And I was like so angry because I'm so protective of my big sister. And then when I woke up, I was like actually kind of mad at like my guy friends for a little bit.
That's the worst because it never happens to women, but like guys get in trouble all the time when you have dreams about us doing something. And it didn't even happen in real life. It's just a dream.
I literally... Yeah, that's true.
No, it's totally true. I can't wake up. Yeah. Lindsay, you cheated on me in my dream. She's like, yeah, so? But oh my God.
It's a female thing.
For sure.
I don't know. Jewel Daddy, my boyfriend, that happened.
Well, he cheated on you?
No, I cheated on him in his dream. And he woke up and he was like...
He was mad?
I'm like kind of mad. I mean, like for like 5 seconds.
Yeah, he didn't carry it for a whole week and make him go out to dinner or something.
Well, I would never do that.
Yeah, okay, right. Okay. I have quite the story to tell just after 7, maybe around 7:08 yesterday. I went out and I was at Nice Pack. I was doing a broadcast out there from 2 to 4 p.m. Cindy was awesome. Everybody was really cool. But me getting there, I realized how much I depend my entire life on my cell phone. Like, it was the most epic journey of my life.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I made it, though. Thank you, sweet baby Jesus, I made it. Coming up at 7 o'clock, Necropolis tickets. We're going to see how smart Alex is with little smart Alex. And then at 8:30 this morning, the Joe and Alex Show Music Battle up for grabs. New Kids on the Block tickets. So make sure you follow the show on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. That's what we do for Facebook. And our number is 317-239-1009. 1009.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ariana Grande did her first performance since her breakup with fiance Pete Davidson. She performed The Wizard and I Tuesday in NYC during a pre-tape segment for an NBC special dedicated to the Broadway musical Wicked. During the taping, you can clearly see that she covered up her Pete tattoo on her ring finger with a Band-Aid. Super obvious and super awkward.
What if she got cut? We don't know the story. Maybe she got a bad paper cut.
I mean, I guess. The Wicked performance was her first public appearance since the split, and Pete Davidson also was set to headline a comedy gig at Temple University last night, but he dropped out last minute. I bet he's not doing too well. The Weeknd was spotted on Monday on the set of the upcoming Adam Sandler film Uncut Gems, which also stars Idina Menzel. The Weeknd was filming with Sandler and rapper Trinidad James at Hotspot One Oak. A source says they're filming there and took over for several days. They're shooting a club scene. The Spy said that The Weeknd performed during filming, but that it was Sandler who suggested the One Oak location. It's unclear how big the singer's role is in the film. Sounds like one of those things where, like, in the movie they go to the club and, like, he's there performing.
It's The Weeknd, yeah.
Yeah, I bet that's his own, the extent of his role. Netflix announced the upcoming 7th season of Orange is the New Black will be its final one. A video posted on Facebook of the cast reacting to the news and thanking fans for their support was sad. I mean, I don't know if you're a fan of the show. I'm sure that that's devastating. The show helped lead the way for other Netflix original shows such as Stranger Things and House of Cards to have success.
Hey, y'all. We got some news.
The final season is coming.
The final season of Orange.
The last season.
Season 7. It is the end.
And I'm going to miss playing and living on the edge of one of the most groundbreaking, original, and controversial series of this decade.
I'm still sad about Poussey. I mean, I miss her.
I am not into that show. I watched like the first 3 seasons and did not like it, so I give up.
I like it, but yeah, they probably should have ended it a season or two ago.
Maya Rudolph was on Ellen and told a funny story about her 5-year-old.
My children are very mad at me about it because they really want a cat. We have dogs.
Yeah.
But yeah, my kids want a cat. And then my 5-year-old recently begged me for a cat, and I said, I'm sorry, honey, we can't have a cat because mommy's allergic. And she said, mommy, when you die, can we get a cat?
That's Alex as a child.
And coming up after 7:15, a celebrity couple broke up after 11 years together.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. So are you a big fan of like Paris Fashion Week and all the different stuff that they do? Do you check that stuff out?
Fun fact, before I was in radio, when I was in middle school, like 13 years old, till I graduated, I was 100% gung-ho about working in the fashion industry. I had all these internships for little like modeling agencies where I would ask to style pictures for them, and I put that on my resume, and I had all these books on working in the fashion industry. I mean, my senior quote is, I'm going to work for Teen Vogue. Like, I mean, I was
I'm
doing.
You still could if this thing doesn't work out.
So it's just funny because, so I like keep up with all of these different fashion account still, including Vogue Runway. And right now, Paris Fashion Week, I guess, is either happening or it's about to happen. And so Vogue Runway got all the Paris Fashion Week models together, and they were like, here, you know, are all the models celebrating the best of spring 2019 collections for Paris Fashion Week. The fashion anthem of choice, Shania Twain's sassy 1997 hit, That Don't Impress Me Much, a song that's both a rally cry for female empowerment and uncompromising style. So they have all of these girls getting together, wearing the clothes, and they're singing. They're not lip syncing, which is what they should have done. They're actually singing Shania Twain, and it is the most cringeworthy thing I have ever stumbled across in my life. I mean, the secondhand embarrassment was so bad for me yesterday, and I was crying laughing listening to this. I watched it over and over and over again. I started getting a rash.
Is this as bad as Live the Web Girl singing?
Oh, possibly worse, and I didn't think anyone was worse.
See, I absolutely loved this video, and I think this is absolutely genius because you see these stunning, beautiful girls that almost seem untouchable. Like, they're flawless. They're like Paris fashion runway models.
They're about to show some flaws.
But then you see them as being real people, and
yeah,
I think it is genius.
Never knew a guy who had a mirror in his pocket.
What? Hold on.
Never knew a guy who had a mirror in his pocket.
Comb up his sleeve, just in case.
And all that extra holding gel and his hair out of locket. Cause heaven forbid, it should fall out of place.
Oh my gosh, it's so bad.
And there's multiple of these videos. I think there's one more.
No, we're good. I don't want to hear another one.
It's so bad.
It is
Never
so bad.
Never knew a guy who had a mirror in his pocket.
Comb up his sleeve, just in case.
And all that extra holding gel and his hair out of locket. Cause heaven forbid, it should fall out of place.
Oh.
I am done with that right there. All right, you know what, though? That's good, though. I think as Liv brought up, this is good to show that whoever you put on a pedestal and you look up to, like, man, I wish I could be like her. Do you really want to be like her? No winner last night in the Powerball drawing, meaning that jackpot grows to $430 million. Whoa. The winning numbers were 3, 57, 64, 68, 69, and Powerball 15. Next up on Friday, there's a record-breaking Mega Millions. Imagine this. It's now at $900 million, which is the second largest in American history. You could win that and be a billionaire. Like,
holy
what up?
Cow.
What up, Zucky? How you doing, Zuckberg?
Might have to go to the gas station and get one now.
Wouldn't you be shy of a billionaire?
You're going to be so close, Liv. Like,
I know, but like plus taxes and stuff.
Okay, you know what? Don't party poop on my billionaire dreams, okay?
I could technically be like, billionaire.
I'd be like, what do you think about that?
Technically not billionaire. Technically.
Well, technically, yes. You win, you know, $1 billion.
Is today National Hair Award Day?
Sorry.
But then, yes, when it's all said and done with taxes and stuff, not so much.
Man, straight up Liv the Web Girl.
Hater alert. We've got a hater on the line.
Sorry.
Yeah, for real. All right. Officials confirmed 7 more fatalities in Florida, including at least 3 in Bay County, which is home to Mexico Beach and Panama City. That brings the death toll from Michael in the state to 23. There were also at least 10 people that passed away from the storm elsewhere across the South, bringing that up to 33. Here's the thing that's still kind of sad. More than 1,000 people are missing. Most of those missing are from Panama City, and many are elderly, disabled, and impoverished, or live alone. So there could be more people that are still... We're going to hear about right here. So thoughts and prayers going out to everybody out there, all the rescuers, everybody helping them out, doing the Lord's work down there for sure. Can I see your hands real quick? Can you put your hands up in the air here? Let's see. Okay, that's that. Okay, I think you're both fine then. Well, there's nothing wrong with it, but I think maybe it is accurate so far. The lengths of a person's fingers can provide a clue to their sexuality. Women whose ring fingers are longer than their index fingers are more likely to be lesbian. That's according to researchers at Essex University. They looked at sets of identical twins where one of the siblings was homosexual. They found that homosexual twin tended to have a greater difference between the length of their index and ring finger.
Weird.
With the difference most pronounced among women. Exposure to testosterone they stay in the womb could be linked to differences in finger length and also sexuality. Research has shown that those exposed to higher levels of testosterone inside of the womb are more likely to be bisexual or homosexual. They're all also more likely to have differences in finger length. So I don't know if that's true or not.
I know a pair of identical twins, and one is homosexual and one straight.
Can you do me a favor? Can you do this thing and have them check with the fingers or just, you know, like say, hey, high five?
For sure. You want to know something? I also saw this article. And I'm not kidding. This is a real article that's published. It's called Gay Face.
Okay.
And it says that people who are homosexual have a different bone structure. Like, they have more their cheekbones underneath their eyes.
Honey, that's called highlight.
No. Shut up.
That's called makeup 101.
No, they're, like, more, like, sunken in. Like, their eye caves are, like, more sunken in or something.
What?
The identical twins I know are my cousins.
Like they look
my
like that?
Distant cousins, and the one that's homosexual does kind of look like that. I don't know if it's true.
It's interesting. I don't think this is that true either, but it's research done at an actual university. So it is. I'm always intrigued by stuff, but I mean, I probably could take that or leave that. What do you think about this mom here? She is going to pay someone $65 an hour to take her kids trick or treating.
How much?
$65.
I'll do it
a couple hours and make like $130.
Why? I'm free.
The reason why? Good question, because I thought we might all pick on this mom, but it's a good thing. A single mom in England says she, quote, is very scared of Halloween because of her social anxiety. She says she posted an ad to hire someone to take her 3 kiddos out trick-or-treating so they don't have to miss out because they're finally at that age now where they want to go out and they kind of need to.
That's sad.
And she says, it's so bad. I'm willing to pay somebody $65 an hour if you can do it for me because I just am socially awkward with people, but I'm also scared of like Halloween.
Okay, that's really depressing. Can you tell us something else?
It's not that depressing.
Yeah, can we end on like a happy note?
That is sad.
Oh my gosh. Nobody died. Calm down. You should have said something
sad. She's missing out on like a big memory.
On her kids' lives.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sure her kids are sad that their mom's not going with them to trick or treat.
How can you not find that as a positive story that somebody's going to make $65 an hour? That's a good paying job.
I guess.
Man, you guys hating on the economy doing well. And this is something that, I guess it's a sad story. I'm sorry. This is a sad story to me.
Gosh. You should have switched these around and done the sad ones first.
Well, what's the happy one? There's no real happy stuff. What,
gay Powerball? Fingers. Powerball.
Powerball's happy.
No, you made that a depressing topic.
Gosh, I didn't know. I didn't know this is where Joe's Need to Know News was headed.
Maybe just be happier in life. Let me just get to it. Pumpkin Spice, it's gone too freaking far. First of all, before I tell you what's gone too far, I like pumpkin spice lattes. Does anybody else in this room?
I don't.
I don't either.
Hater alert. We've got a hater on the line.
Okay, well then you're not going to be as crushed as I am. Buffalo Wild Wings, listen up. You've gone too far.
Stop.
Buffalo Wild Wings now has, for a limited time, barbecue pumpkin ale sauce.
Gross.
The sauce mixes traditional barbecue flavors with pumpkin spice for a, quote, fall taste.
No, thank you.
I think that sounds good.
That sounds disgusting.
Have you ever had pumpkin beer?
Yes, I don't like pumpkin beer. My wife gets it all the time.
See,
she loves Ichabod.
I love pumpkin beer. I feel like that might be good. I'll try it out and let you guys know how it is.
Okay.
I'm not going to try it.
It's the most depressing, hated on, Joe's Need to Know News of all time here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. And Smart Alex is about to go down. How you feeling, Alex? It's been months since we've done this.
Yeah, I know. Can you refresh me on how this works again?
It's quite simple. At least it should be. I'm going to ask you questions about subjects that you probably don't know anything about. And then you have to guess if you try to answer it to your best ability. Like, you really try to get it right. And the person that's playing the game has to guess if you're going to be able to get it right or wrong. If they can correctly guess that 3 out of 5 times, they will win Necropolis tickets.
Gotcha. So they don't have to actually know the answer. They just have to guess whether I know the answer or not.
Exactly. So it is kind of a test of knowledge, and it's also kind of a guessing game. Let's start out with Carrie on the west side. Do you think Alex has got what it takes today to get you those Necropolis tickets?
Yes, I do.
All right. Question number one, Alex. Don't answer it, by the way. Let Carrie decide if you'll get it right or wrong, okay? Alex, I want to see if you know how many volts are there in a standard car battery. How many volts are there in a standard car battery? Carrie, do you think Alex will know that and get it right, or if she won't, she'll get it wrong?
I think she'll get it right.
Alex, how many volts are there in a standard car battery?
6?
Oh, so close. There's 12.
Oh, man.
Right.
I totally guessed. I didn't know that.
Carrie.
I don't even know what a volt is.
That's okay. I would have got it wrong anyway.
Carrie, it's okay. You got one wrong. You're still in this right here. Alex, your next question. Think about this. What do you call someone who travels with the band and sets up their equipment? I'll say it one more time. What do you call someone who travels with the band and they are responsible for setting up and tearing down their equipment? Carrie on the west side, do you think Alex will know this or not know this?
I think she'll know it.
Alex.
I think it's a roadie.
Oh. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
All right, still in it here, Carrie on the west side. Next one. Alex, on the TV show The Simpsons, who are the next-door neighbors to The Simpsons? Very prominent role on the show. One more time, on the TV series The Simpsons, who are their next-door neighbors? Carrie, on the west side, do you think Alex will know the neighbors or not?
No.
All right, Alex, on the TV series The Simpsons, who are the next-door neighbors?
Is it the Abus or something?
No, it's the Flanders.
Is there somebody named Abu?
Yes, he's the guy at the convenience store, which people get all upset about because you make fun of the accent.
Yeah, I don't watch The Simpsons. I've, like, literally never seen it.
All right, well, this is good news, Carrie. You're coming back after that rough start. If you get one of these next one right, you will win. Here we go.
Yeah.
Where would you find a motherboard, Alex? Let me say that question again. This is really important. Where would you find a motherboard? Carrie on the west side for the win. Do you think Alex knows where you find a motherboard, like where that would be at, or do you think she doesn't know? She'll get it wrong.
I think she'll know.
Alex, where would you find a motherboard?
Is it a spaceship?
That's very broad. I want to say wrong, but I'm trying to help carry out this morning. Try to narrow that down. Where would you find the control center of a thing,
like a spaceship or like a computer system.
What is your answer?
But I thought where would you find it? That's what I thought, like the spaceship, like the cockpit of a ship or a plane or something.
I'm going to have to say that's wrong.
Why? What is the answer?
A computer.
Where would you find it? That would be more like, what is a motherboard?
No, where would you find a motherboard? You would find a motherboard inside of a computer.
Oh.
Not necessarily inside of a spaceship. That's a really generic answer.
I misunderstood.
All right, well, hey.
Give it to her.
No, she has to get this next one right. And by that, she has to guess correctly whether you're going to get it right or wrong. So, Carrie, you listen. Okay. Alex, you listen. This is for those Necropolis tickets. In the game of baseball.
No!
This is supposed to be things you don't know about. In the game of baseball, the shortstop covers the infield between what two bases?
Oh, this is easy, Alex.
Liv, like, knows it right now. Don't whisper to her. In baseball, the shortstop covers the infield between what two bases? Do you think she'll get
it? I know what it is, but...
Yeah, you can't tell her, though. Carrie on the west side to win these tickets. Do you think Alex will know, or do you think she'll get it wrong?
No, I don't think she'll know.
Alex, in baseball, the shortstop covers the infield between what two bases?
I genuinely have no idea, so I'm just going to guess. Is it between second and third?
Oh, my gosh.
You are right!
I'm right?
Yeah,
but yes. She loses.
Oh, no!
Carrie.
I totally made a guess!
I'm so sorry, Carrie.
It's okay.
No, I feel bad. Give it to her anyway.
Bye, Carrie.
This is my first time on the radio.
No, it's her first time. Joe, we helped her lose her radio virginity. Let's just give it to her as a consolation.
Live the Woman Girls, should I give it to her or should I move on to somebody else?
We did help her lose her radio virginity.
It's not her fault that I'm stupid.
Day.
It's not her fault that I'm stupid.
All right, you know what, Carrie? I'm feeling really nice today, okay? We're going to give you the Necropolis tickets anyways. Congratulations. There we go. All right. Carrie on the west side. Hang on. We'll get all of your information. Hey, we got more Necropolis tickets this time tomorrow on the Joe and Alex Show. So I realized yesterday the hard way how much I truly, and I bet you do too, depend on your cell phone. On my way, I was going out to Nice Pack. We had a live broadcast. They're hiring, if you're looking for a job out in Mooresville. And I'm driving, get my phone up in the little phone holder, and all of a sudden, it goes from the GPS just to a black screen.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, clicking. I'm like, okay, let me make sure I plug my phone in. I'm like, because I just had like a 90% charge when I left my house.
I would have immediately gotten the sweats.
I got the sweats. I got the butt sweats, the bit sweats, the man boob sweats. Everywhere was sweats, okay?
So like only the map went out or just
no,
the
no.
whole phone?
My whole phone, like see, right now, if you're looking at my phone, it says it's black. It was black. I clicked. I did everything. I tapped. Like, you know how like the middle button has the bottom button, home button has a little sensor? None of that. It was like dead.
Nothing.
And I'm trying, like, clicking it. And as I'm driving, I'm like, I don't know where I'm going. I know I'm on 465 South. I'm past the airport. But I don't know exactly where Mooresville is or where this Nice Pack place is I'm supposed to be by 2. And I left early because I hate being late. So I had extra time. I was going to be about 10 minutes early, which is good.
That's good. But you don't have anyone's number memorized. How could you ask for help on how to get there?
Well, and who am I going to call? Because my phone doesn't work. So I end up, yeah, exactly. I couldn't call anyone. I didn't know how to get to Nice Pack. So I pulled into a gas station and I just kept on driving. I'm like, okay, I'll get off here. Because I was looking for something that maybe even said Mooresville so I could, because I knew it was coming up eventually, but I didn't see anything.
Oh, no.
Pulled into a gas station and I just, okay, I like my beard. I know it doesn't look good to everybody else, but I walk up and I'm like, this poor woman in her Jeep. I'm like, she's kind of drive away or run me over thinking, oh, this big fat bald guy's going to mug me, right?
Right.
So I walk up to her. I pull my glasses up. I have my hands out of my pocket. It's like I'm dealing with the police or something here.
Right.
And I'm like, excuse me, ma'am. And she actually rolls down her window because she saw me. She filled up gas and she rolls it down, though. And she's like, yes. I'm like, And I just, I made it more awkward than needed, but I was like, but I wanted to say, like, I know this is really weird and this sounds strange, but like, I my phone just died and I need help getting somewhere. And she was actually really cool. So I approached her vehicle closer and she ended up being really cool. We put in, I'm like, can you just Google? Cause I don't remember the address. It's like right. one something.
Right.
And we found Nice Pack. We found their address. And I'm like, can I just write it down? I had my little detective notepad I had in my car or whatever.
Aww.
So I wrote it down in there and she was so cool. And I felt bad cause I'm like, I'm just looking at it, scribbling. I'm like, and I look at my writing, and you guys have seen my penmanship. Mm. It's god awful.
Oh no,
it's chicken scratch.
And I was like, can I write it again? Because I couldn't. I was like, I couldn't be lost. I'm already late, and I didn't have a number to contact anybody to tell them I wasn't coming. They'd probably like, oh, Joe took a nap. He's late again.
Yikes.
And my phone still. I'm like, and she had an iPhone. I'm like, have you ever had this? She's like, well, sometimes I'll go up, down, power. And I tried that. Nothing happened. She said sometimes that'll do it if your phone's messed up.
Right.
So this lady though, and I forget her name, and I asked her because I shook her hand. I said thank you because she gave me the address. I want to say her name's Lisa, but I just want to give her a shout out. She was in a white Jeep Cherokee. She had a little kitten in like a padded seat on her passenger side, and it looked almost like a little leopard. It was spotted. So I remember.
Oh, I love those cats.
It looked like a little baby leopard, but it was a little kitten. It was so nice, and she was gorgeous. And I was just like, thank you so much. Because
so did you get there or no?
I get back on. I'm driving. It turns out I drove so far. I was about 6 miles past where I should have turned off. I missed it.
Were you late?
Yes! I got there at like 2:15.
Oh, man.
I was going to be there at like 1:50, and it started at 2 o'clock. Luckily, Cindy and everybody at Nice Pack were really cool.
Right.
And guess what happens when I pull into the parking lot?
What?
What?
Phone boots up.
Of course,
don't you hate that? So you can't even be like, look, I swear, yeah, my phone is broken.
I was
going to
be like, look, guys, this has happened, and it worked, no problem.
Well, you know what happened, right?
No, what happened?
Your phone blacked out because the aliens were trying to make communication.
No, listen.
It was the nearby towers, the cell towers. They were trying to communicate. You happened to be in their path.
Not everything is alien related, okay? You need to just stop with all that. That's not what's happening here.
Joel can't phone home.
Listen up, Live the Web Girl. If President Trump can drink water a little strange, then why can't I?
You literally looked like a maniac drinking out of that water bottle.
Wait, he drank water strange? I don't
know
about this.
When? I just literally like 2 seconds ago.
No, not Joe, President Trump.
Oh, gosh.
What? I've never heard this.
Just watch YouTube and type in like President Trump drinking water.
Really? I've never heard this.
He just seems to drink it awkwardly. Yes.
He does?
Yeah.
Is it his lip throat?
He's like...
His lips do his little lip thing.
Everybody's got their own little thing, but yeah, so I'm over here just trying to stay hydrated, trying to live that good life, and I'm getting water shamed over here.
Oh, gosh.
It was so bizarre. If he does it again, I'll try to get a sneaky
video. So now I'm going to be on camera.
Yeah.
Can we just do the garbage?
Fine.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin confirmed that they are married. The newlyweds were at a cafe in Studio City, California, when a customer decided to film the two with her phone. Justin gave Hailey a playful kiss, and then the woman goes over to them and is like, are you guys married? And Justin said, yes, we are married. He then said they have their ups and downs, just like every other couple. He also said he has a lot of baggage and called Hailey an angel for sticking by his side, and then she just rolled her eyes. Justin Bieber, by the way, and Hailey looked at Demi Lovato's house in L.A. yesterday. Demi put her 4-bedroom, 5-bathroom mansion in the Hollywood Hills on the market for a little over $9 million in September following her overdose, and the newlyweds are interested now in buying the home and were spotted there taking a tour.
I have chills. I'm like nauseous and I literally might start crying. I'm not kidding.
They finally said the words, we are married.
Yeah, like I'm so upset.
Wow.
I honestly, you guys, look, I'm not
kidding.
You
still had a chance.
I literally might start crying.
Oh,
I just
don't
want him to ruin his life.
Oh,
you know?
Gosh. It'll be fine. He'll get a divorce like everyone else. Sean Diddy Combs and Cassie have called it quits after dating on and off for 11 years. Can I just tell you?
I'm going to cry now.
I twerked my butt off in seventh grade to this song.
Oh, for sure.
Before twerking was a thing, I was twerking to this.
I can see Alex.
It's so good. Such a good song. Well, a rep for her released a statement saying that they are indeed no longer together and haven't been for months. The statement came shortly after reports that Diddy has been seeing model Jocelyn Chu. Sources say the rapper is still very much in love with Cassie and this fling with Jocelyn will likely fizzle out. Diddy and Cassie were first linked in 07, which I'm pretty sure is the year that this came out. now. So there's that. ABC's Roseanne spinoff, The Conners, didn't come anywhere close to the ratings of its predecessor, but it did have a good showing. The debut episode delivered 10.5 million viewers. That's down 55% from the premiere of Roseanne last spring, but it was on par with the Roseanne finale. When Roseanne returned on ABC last March, the first episode delivered a staggering 18.2 million viewers. The episode featured the death of Roseanne's character of an opioid overdose. Roseanne Barr didn't much appreciate that plot twist. She said the opioid overdose lent an unnecessary grim and morbid dimension to an otherwise happy family show. Did you watch?
I did, and it's just not the same without Roseanne.
I didn't watch.
It was a powerful episode because I had a family member that didn't die from drugs, but was addicted to drugs. Mm-hmm. So opioids, I think a lot of America can relate to, but not hating on it. It's just not the same thing. It's not the same show. It's obviously a different name, and I'll be surprised if it lasts the whole season.
Yeah, what I actually think, I mean, over 10 million viewers is still good. Mm-hmm. They actually beat This Is Us.
What?
Yeah, so did beat this week's This Is Us episode. So it's not bad ratings. However, so much so much hype is around this episode of how it's going to be without Roseanne.
I think it might kind of peter out.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that was an exaggerated number just because of all the hype and the drama around the show and Roseanne leaving and everything. So I actually think the real ratings are probably less than that. And so going forward, it will be interesting to see how it does.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm going to give it another chance or two, but I don't know. I really was excited. For me growing up, like the Conners, the Roseanne thing, that was like my family. Like my mom would be Roseanne.
I never watched it, so I didn't watch when she was on it, and I didn't watch after. Carol Spinney, the 84-year-old puppeteer who plays Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch on Sesame Street, announced his retirement yesterday.
My bad. I thought it was a song.
He says the physical requirements have become too much for him. Spinney, the winner of a Lifetime Achievement Emmy Award, has been playing the Sesame Street character since the show's premiere in 1969.
I love playing Oscar. He has a power I never had.
Oh, I love trash.
He's totally different than Big Bird. I can't believe that Jim gave me two such characters that become iconic and are part of so many people in America that are growing up.
Could you imagine, like, that guy is part of, like, the makeup. Everybody knows Big Bird and Oscar, and he did it for 50 years.
He's 84.
That's insane.
Just now retiring.
But he loves what he does, though. Could you imagine having a job that you don't want? You'd rather just die than quit doing it?
No, it's so sad. But if you're wondering who's going to be replacing him, it's Matt Vogel, a.k.a. Kermit the Frog. That's who's going to take over as Big Bird. While Eric Jacobson of Grover and Bert will assume the role of Oscar the Grouch.
You know, I kind of heard they forced him out as Big Bird just because, like, they wanted Big Bird to be an episode where he flossed. And he couldn't do the floss move.
Oh, stop.
It was really sad.
Coming up after 8:15, Kristen Bell has a problem with a certain Disney movie. This is interesting. She's getting a lot of heat for this.
Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now, 100.9. Ask Alex if you'd like to be on it. All you have to do is email the Joe and Alex Show. Our email address is joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Or if you do social media, that's cool too. Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Send us a direct message and we can get your story on the air. What do we got today, Alex?
We got an email from Wade and he says, "Hey guys, I thought you would want to check this out. I was at the Eagle Saturday night and I started to talk to this girl at the bar. She had red hair, high heels, tight skirt, green eyes that'll pierce right through your soul. Sounds hot, right, Joe?"
Oh, yeah. Well, I am into redheads.
He's into redheads. So he says they're making small talk for a couple minutes, and then during a pause in their conversation, she stared him right in the eye and then whispered in his ear and said, "I love when guys use their fingers."
What?
He says, "Let me tell you, my blood pressure rose to the roof. So I'm like, really? Me too. Let's go." So I call an Uber and we take an Uber back to my house in Lawrence. The entire ride back, I can feel the electricity and the sexual tension between us. I'm raring to go. We get into my house and I turn on the lights. She takes off her coat and hands it to me. And I'm thinking, okay, here we go. And she looks at me and says, "Where's the piano?"
What? This doesn't seem right. What?
It took me a second, he says, to even register what she was saying. I was like, "What?" And she was like, "You told me you play the piano. I told you that I love when guys use their fingers. Aren't you going to play for me?"
Oh.
He says, during our small talk, somehow we got into instruments that we played, and I mentioned that I knew how to play the piano. I thought she had understood that I was talking about brief piano lessons I had taken in elementary school. He said, maybe I can still play chopsticks, but that's about it. He said, am I an idiot or is she just weird? Who says that kind of phrasing when it comes to playing music? I had to explain to her that I misunderstood and I thought that she wanted to hook up. And then I had to sit in awkward silence with her in my living room as we waited for her Uber home. Most painful, almost one night stand of my life. I was just hoping for some other almost one night stand stories that might be worse than mine so that I'll feel better, because I'm seriously considering taking a break from the bars till 2019 and starting over fresh. It was that humiliating.
Wow, that's pretty bad.
So uncomfortable.
That is literally the most humiliating thing ever.
Why would she say that? I like when guys use their fingers. Surely she knew what the heck she was doing.
But maybe not, because he was really into it. Like, he was kind of freaky. 317-239-1009. I always think when it comes to that kind of stuff, it's the guys that are really, like, pushing to hook up. I mean, not every girl's super, like, I need some man meat.
But is she... like she, he said, am I an idiot or is she weird? I think she's the idiot, because she says something like that and a guy goes, really? Let's get out of here. And you Uber all the way. What, Lawrence is, what, 25 minutes from downtown from Mass Ave? So you're going to sit in an Uber for 25 minutes and not realize that he's trying to hook up with you? You are, she's an idiot.
They're both idiots. No, she's an idiot.
She's an idiot. Because what the heck else was he going to think when she said that?
She's really innocent and naive, maybe, Alex.
I don't know. So let's see if we can make Wade feel a little bit better. What was your almost one night stand story? You almost hooked up with them, but then this happened.
So one time when I was in college, I hope my parents aren't listening, I went home with the guy and I kind of knew of him, and like we had been texting a little bit and we didn't hook up, but I like stayed with him. And then the next day I get home and me and all my roommates order Jimmy John's because we're really hungover.
Oh my God.
And he ends up being my Jimmy John's delivery guy. And I was literally in like an oversized t-shirt, looked like absolute trash, and it was the most humiliating thing of my entire life.
So you didn't get to find out if he was freaky, fast, and bad or not?
No.
Because it didn't actually end up happening?
Didn't actually end up happening.
It just almost did.
All right, 317-239-1009. I also have one of those stories that I would like to share next about how my one-night stand almost worked out, but it went terribly wrong. My almost one-night stand story, oh, there's so many of them, my whole life. This is pre-Uber, okay? But we were in a car, somebody was driving us back, and this girl's like, can you pull over? I'm like, oh, no. And she's like kind of on my lap, and I'm like, get out the other side! Instead of going out to the door that was near her, she tries to like puke out the window that I'm like sitting near. And yes, some of it got on me. Absolutely disgusting.
Gosh.
We ended up going back to her friend's house. Nothing happened. I cleaned up to what I had on my shirt. She went and did her thing and then went to bed. It was just a hot mess of a one-night stand that went terribly wrong.
My guy friend went to this chick's house for a one-night stand like a couple years ago. They get to her bedroom, and she pulled out an Ewok from Star Wars and started petting him and talking to him, so he left.
Well, like a stuffed animal?
I guess, yeah.
Okay, I don't believe that guy. That guy lied to you. There's nothing.
He said it was real.
There's nothing that you could do, like, for a guy to turn away that way.
I mean, remember, if you're new to the show, I'm waiting until I'm married to have sex, so I don't have any one-night stand stories, but I was talking to this guy that I met on Bumble, and I talked about this months ago on the show, and I went to his house before we had a date, and he gave me a little tour, and he did have a teddy bear pillow pet on his bed, and if I would have been going over there for a one-night stand, I would have been a little bit weirded out by that, as a grown man.
Yeah, I think as a grown man, that's kind of bizarre.
Super strange.
Or you could have been like, wow, that's going to be a comfortable bed tonight. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. I want you to call in and don't use the person's name because I don't want to get in trouble for this, but I want you to call out the person that you caught cheating. 317-239-1009, because this story, it's like, I laugh now when I hear stories. I'm like, oh, you're so stupid. How'd you not know about this? Like, you know you get busted cheating this way. But this story is great. A man caught his wife cheating while searching their location, like where they live at, on Google Maps Street View.
What did he do? See somebody's car in their driveway?
No, like the car's driving by. You know what I'm talking about? Like the little Google car that takes pictures.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Street View. And in the front yard, it's the woman, his wife, and another man, and they're kissing. This actually worked because he saw this on Google Maps Street Views. He was using the app to kind of look for like a tourist destination for him and his wife, and they stumbled upon this thing. He realized it was his wife, and he said, "You know what? Did you cheat?" She said, "Yeah, I did." And it actually held up in court. They went to court. They're filing for divorce.
Whoa.
And she's losing the case. This guy's winning it because Google Maps Street View busted his wife cheating on him with another man. 317-239-1009. I want you to call in now and tell us, how did you catch your man or your woman cheating on you? What is that story? What went down? Also on social media, at Joe and Alex Show for Twitter and Instagram. Now, Alex, I know you've mentioned before different things. You think people cheated on you, or do you know people cheated on you?
No, neither. I don't think I've ever been cheated on.
Okay.
Actually,
I feel like everybody once in their life has been cheated on.
I don't.
I know that I've been cheated on by several girls in my life, and I don't have. I didn't catch them in the act, but I know, like, hearing from other people, like, oh, where they were hanging out with this other person when they said they were like at a movie or doing something else like that.
I will say this: I'll call out who the Egyptian would cheat on me if he cheated on me. Who it would be with?
What, you know, who the Egyptian would cheat on you with? Your boyfriend.
100%.
Who?
If my boyfriend, the Egyptian, cheated on me, it would 100% be with cookie dough.
Okay, that's not what we're talking about. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Dawn.
All right, tell us a story. You heard about this guy busting his wife with Google Maps Street View. Who'd you bust?
I walked in on my ex-husband. We were together at the time. When I was 6 months pregnant, and he was physically in the room with the girl, and his pants were around his knees.
No.
He was pulling them up when I walked in. They went over to his best friend's house to kind of sneak away and late for the doctor's appointment. So I went to go look for him, and he was at his best friend's house with his mistress hiding in the bedroom.
Oh, my gosh.
So scummy, like, on another level.
So what happened? Are you guys... you said ex-husband, so obviously, is that what... You got divorced after that?
Yeah, I stayed long enough because I was a stay-at-home mom. I stayed long enough to have my baby, pay him back, and pulled a U-Haul truck up to the door with a 30-day notice, packed up the whole house, and left.
Lit.
I'm sorry you went through that, but good for you for not sticking around after that crap.
You're better off without him.
Power move.
That's right. Go get your Carrie Underwood on today and go smash some stuff. Hey, okay, Anonymous. You can be anonymous this morning, 317-239-1009. Anonymous, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What happened? Who'd you catch cheating?
Well, I didn't really catch him, but I was kind of, like, involved.
Oh, wait, you were like the side piece?
I was the, I was the not so good person.
Okay, what happened?
So I go to the bar with some buddies. I see this girl looking at me, and at this point, we're all feeling pretty good. So I'm like, you know what, whatever, let's go for it. So I wander over there, sit down, we get to talking, everything's going great, and I notice her ring on her finger. And I'm just like, at this point, I don't really care. Let's just go for it. See what happens. It's going to be a good night.
He's rolling the dice over here. Okay.
You didn't ask her? Like, so are you married?
No, just didn't care. But then, I mean, we got to talking, and it kind of got brought up. And she's like, yeah, it's our anniversary, but he's out of town on business.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
I was like, so I was like, all right, yeah, this is going to go somewhere where it shouldn't, but I don't even care. So we're going through everything, and she's like, all right, let's get out of here. And I'm like, okay, yeah, let's go on a walk or something. And next thing I know, we're in her car going back to her place, and I'm just sitting here going, yeah, this is it. We're doing it.
It's right, about to go down.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And then so we're walking up to the front door, and we walk in the house. She clicks on the lights, and her husband's standing there.
I knew
he
it.
He came
no.
back from business
no.
to celebrate the anniversary. And surprise
no.
And what so did you do?
There, obviously, like, I'm holding her hand, like, going up to the door. And, like, so she opens it, and I'm, like, halfway in the door when she clicks the lights on. And I just sit there, I go, and just turned around and darted.
I would have too.
Literally ran. I like sprinted for a mile before I even stopped and like wondered where I was.
Oh my gosh. I seriously just got like chills. I mean, yeah, I can't imagine.
It wasn't fun, but yeah, it's a good story, right?
Yeah,
it is.
Excellent story.
It is. I mean, like,
I'll tell my kids, right?
Yes, I'm doing a little bit of shame on you, but I'm not judging that much, but it's like.
Have you learned your lesson?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Okay.
There you go. But could you imagine, like,
no, I want to know what that guy said to his wife.
Happy Anna.
What?
Yeah, what the hell's going on here? That's intense. 317-239-1009. Ashley in Greenwood, what happened? You found somebody cheating? You caught him?
Yes.
All right, tell us the story.
I actually went over to Target and was going to surprise my kid's father at the time, and I was like, oh, I'm going to go over and surprise him. And I found a vehicle in the driveway. So I called him and he declined my phone call.
That's the first sign right there of a declined phone call.
So he always keeps his back door unlocked. So I walked in the back door and caught her putting on his sweatpants.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. So I was actually told to leave and she got to stay.
That is rough.
Dang. That's where you go back and you burn the house down. That's justifiable. Hey, thank you for calling in. Let's do one more. Let's do an anonymous call again. Hey, anonymous, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Thank you for sharing. We're talking about how you caught somebody cheating on you. This man busted his wife and they're now divorced because he was looking on Google Street Maps and he's like, what is my wife doing kissing this guy in our yard?
Oh my gosh.
So what's your story?
I went on my mom's Facebook to read messages between her and a friend of mine that she had gotten into it with, and went through hers and my ex-fiance's messages and caught them having an affair.
Your mom and your ex-fiance?
Yeah. We was actually engaged at the time.
Is your mom hot?
Huh?
Is your mom hot?
No.
Well, it sounds like she is. Oh, my gosh. So,
when you see that happening,
what do you do? Like, how do you handle that situation?
Who did you confront first, the fiancé at the time or your mom?
Actually, I didn't confront neither one of them. I left my mom's house. I moved out because I was living there. And I ended up confronting my mom 2 days later about it, and she denied it, of course. But I wasn't the only one that seen the messages. I showed my cousin as well.
Whoa.
So did they ever end up hooking up, or you don't know, or what
happened? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if they hooked up, but I know there was messages.
So did you ever get your mom to admit it?
She admitted to talking to him, but she swears up and down they never done nothing sexually.
Wow.
Wow, that's an intense story, Anonymous.
Yeah, you win for the worst story, I think.
No kidding. All right, if you have any other stories, please try to leave the people's names out, but you can share them with us on Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. This is a serious thing, and it involves men, it involves women, and it's something that you need to always, I think, be aware of no matter where you're at. This in particular we've heard about has been happening in the Broad Ripple area, which is my backyard, and I hang out there, I eat, I drink, so it's kind of concerning. We want to hear from you, 317-239-1009. If this is something you've heard about, maybe it's happened to you, like kind of what the experience is like, Live the Web Grill, let's make sure we don't mention any locations, because these are all allegedly things that have been happening. But what's going down kind of concerning.
Right. So I know three different people that in the past 2 months have all been roofied when they have been out in the Broad Ripple area.
Wow,
so three different people, all three different separate situations, and they don't even like all really know each other either. There's two girls and a guy, too.
Oh, a guy was roofied.
Yes, and luckily, none of them were assaulted. Nothing went any further than that, which is amazing. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
But still, like, how scary to wake up
and not remember a single thing. And they were vomiting the next day.
And they know for sure it was a roofie
drug.
How do they know
they were roofied and they didn't have too much?
So all three of them went to the hospital and got tested. And it came back positive for roofies. And this happened, two of the people were just out. They were just out in Broad Ripple, going to a lot of different places, whatever. Another person was working when this happened to them.
Ooh, that is scary.
So, yeah. And which is like the most bizarre thing ever. And it's almost like it's just crazy because you almost don't know if someone roofied them and was hoping to find a situation to get them alone.
Yeah,
to
like
take them home.
Like, hey, let's get an
Uber.
Let's go.
They were with people and they ended up all back at their homes, places, fine. I mean, obviously they were sick. They were like
Maybe it's somebody that just likes the sick idea of just, you know, drugging somebody, but they're not necessarily assaulting anyone.
Isn't that so bizarre? And that's so scary. And you know what's funny is because I was talking about it with one of my best friends, Whitney, because we know all the same people. And she was just kind of like, I didn't even know roofing was still a thing. Like, I didn't know people still roofied people. And she was like, you just don't really hear about it that much. Like, it's such a scary thing when you're in college and when you're younger. Like, but you've never really heard of it, or at least she hadn't and I hadn't too much. But, like, it is still so, so real. Everyone needs to be careful.
317-239-1009. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram as well. I want to hear from you several things. If you're maybe a bartender, I want to know if you hear about this stuff. I'm not saying you're doing it, but I feel like they would know more about it. If you have heard what Liv's talking about, like, yeah, like I have other friends that this happened to. Like, I kind of want to know the situation. I don't want to know the bar or the dining restaurant, because these are all allegedly things. I don't want to put anybody out there and say that they're guilty of doing this, but as women, especially Alex and Liv the Web Girl, you both drink. I know you both do that on different things. Are you cautious about like taking a drink from somebody else?
Always.
Do you always, when you go out, do you always think like, is my drink safe, or is that never really top of mind?
When I was living in Louisville, I really wasn't at all. I wasn't super cautious about it. I never thought twice about it. Since I've moved to Indianapolis, I am so terrified of it happening to me. I never leave my drink anywhere. I barely, if a guy walks up to me handing me like, oh, I got you a drink, I won't accept it. If they're like, if I walk up to the bar with him and he's like, oh, I want to buy you a drink.
Yeah.
And then like the drink gets straight handed to me, I will, but I don't set my drinks down. I don't mess around. And I think it's just because I don't know anyone here. And so it seems less comfortable. And I probably shouldn't have been as comfortable in Louisville as I was.
Yeah, you should have been as cautious as you are here anywhere. That's how it should be. But I'm the same way. If somebody comes up to me and says, can I buy you a drink? I say, yeah, if I go with you. And then I directly take the drink from the bartender.
See, that's smart. And okay. As a guy, it can still happen to me just because somebody can do it. Not that they're going to try to hook up with a 400-pound sexy beast like myself. But I never think about that. And the cool thing is, Alex, I know you've run into this. Listeners, you guys are so nice when we meet you and we hang out in public. I'm like, hey, Joe, do you want a drink? Do you want a shot? And I never even think twice. Like, I just let them bring it to me.
Nope, I don't do that.
I'm like, yeah, I'll take whatever, man. Just you call it. You pick it.
Yeah, if you feel like maybe you've been roofied, you'll start feeling disoriented. You could be hallucinating, throwing up. And you're supposed to immediately call 911 if you can, or ask for help, call the police, because you want to get medical attention as soon as possible. And then they can do a blood or a urine test and then make sure, you know, that they can identify the drug that's in your system.
Okay.
They can officially tell you if, just like Liv's friends, yes or no, you were, in fact, roofied.
All right, we're going to talk to you next, 317-239-1009. Let's kick things off with Emily on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, what's your story?
Hey, what's up, Joe? How are you doing?
Doing good. How are things for you?
Oh, things are great. I was just calling because it is happening everywhere now. I was actually on vacation with my friend. She wasn't roofied. She wasn't date raped. But I saw a man talking to her and being too close. We always know not to set our drinks down, but she was just turned her head, and I saw something. So I got them away, but it was too late. She was seizing. She seized 6 times on the sidewalk.
Whoa.
Had only 2 drinks. Yeah. Our Uber dropped us off in the middle of nowhere because they didn't want to deal with it. Yeah. So I took her to the hospital, and they couldn't find any roofies or anything, but they said that there's so many new things coming out, they can't keep up with it.
Dude, that is so scary. At least you got her to the hospital.
It is. Thankfully, she's okay. But this is one thing, too. I've learned there's a fingernail polish you can use.
And oh, I think I've heard about this. What's it do?
Yes. Yes, you just paint them and you dip your finger in your drink. And if it changes color, then you know that something's been put in it.
Ooh, that's good stuff right there. I'm going to look that up and see where we can get that.
I think some like high schoolers like created that, I believe. That's insane.
It's a very serious thing. Everybody thinks it is in the past, but it still happens everywhere. Even my stepfather was just date raped and on accident.
Wow.
Yeah, so you just got to be careful. Everybody, be safe.
Emily, thank you for calling in to the Joe and Alex Show. All right, let's go to Anonymous. Hey, Anonymous, something happened downtown. What's the story?
Hey, so I was downtown for my birthday, and we came in, and a couple gentlemen started ordering birthday shots for me. And at one point, the guy had his back turned to me, and I maybe only took maybe like 3 or 4 little shots, and I can handle my liquor. And within 15, 20 minutes, I was blackout. I have no recollection. Luckily, I was with a group of really good friends, and they got me home safe. But it was the scariest thing I ever went through. I woke up at 6 a.m. by myself in the shower with no recollection of what happened. We maybe went out at like 10, and I think I was home by 11 or 11:30.
Oh, my
Holy
gosh.
Cow.
So does, yeah, does that change the way you go out and do things now? Like, are you kind
absolutely.
Of afraid? Or?
I know people that work at that particular place, but I definitely don't go there as often, and since I have not accepted drinks from anybody.
Yeah.
I was sitting at the actual bar, so I didn't feel threatened. I was just enjoying my birthday. And then next thing I know, I don't know a thing. And it's the next day.
Well, that sucks, Anonymous. I hope if Alex and I ever see you out somewhere that we can buy you a drink. You can come with us to the bar and we'll get you a drink that you can enjoy.
Yeah.
Deal. I am there for it.
All right. Awesome. Hey, happy belated and thanks for sharing, Anonymous. Let's talk to Cindy this morning. Hey, Cindy, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. We're talking about there's been several people that live the Web Girls knows that have actually been roofied in the Broad Ripple area that we sort of call about in downtown. Sounds like it's kind of an uptick. What do you have?
Yeah, we were all at a concert downtown.
Okay.
And my friend was talking to this girl, and this guy bought her a drink, and she said, "I don't want this. You want it?" And he said, "Yeah." So he drank it. And then, like, he can hold his liquor and everything, and he all of a sudden was trashed. And then the next morning, he was sick. He couldn't even hardly get out of bed. It was horrible.
Wow, that's especially a bigger guy. You think like, okay, it must be something going on there. Because if it's a little petite woman, like, oh, she just can't handle liquor that well. But if it's a big boy,
and
that's
if he wouldn't have drunk that drink, she no telling what would have happened to her.
Wow. Hey, thank you so much for sharing that story this morning, Cindy. We appreciate it. And just, I guess the lesson to be learned here is try to be more aware of your surroundings, be cautious. And like Alex said, I think it's a good thing. If you're going to get a drink or somebody offers you one, like, okay, let me go with you.
I can't find that nail polish, but it may not be out yet. They may have just been talking about inventing it. But I did find a product called Undercover Colors, undercovercolors.com. And it's just like a little thing that you can hook onto your cell phone, and then if you place just a drop of your drink on it, it'll immediately tell you, like, it tests your part, your drop of your drink to tell you if there's something in it.
Wow.
It's
sad
that super cool.
Sad that we have to do it, but it's cool that there's actual technology out there that's making it possible.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B went on Jimmy Kimmel and talked about childbirth.
Was childbirth easier or harder than you imagined it would be?
It was totally harder. She broke my vagina.
Oh, really?
I love her.
That's a lot of work to break that thing.
She also talked about the paparazzi stalking her, trying to get a pic of her baby culture.
I don't want to show my baby out to the public right now.
Right.
I don't want to protect her. I'm not like mentally ready.
I see.
So it's just like paparazzi be everywhere, even if.
Fran Drescher is talking to Cardi B's team about casting the rapper as her daughter in a reboot of the 1990 sitcom The Nanny. Drescher said, "It's really getting me excited. It's fresh and it could be super fun." She said she's got she got the idea right after Cardi B paid tribute to the actress when she stepped out in September wearing a head-to-toe cheetah ensemble during Milan's Fashion Week, attributing her look to Drescher on Instagram. She said she started it because she kind of paid tribute to me, putting our picture side by side when she was wearing animal print, and it was me and Animal from The Nanny, and that just went viral. That got my creative juices going.
Ooh, interesting.
I think that could be really funny. Parents Magazine is tackling the problematic storylines of classic fairy tales, such as the prince kissing a comatose Snow White without her permission. Actress Kristen Bell talked about reading to her daughters ages 5 and 3 and said, "Every time we close Snow White, I look at my girls and I ask, don't you think it's weird that Snow White didn't ask the old witch why she needed to eat the apple or where she got that apple? I say, I would never take food from a stranger, would you?" And my kids are like, "No." And I'm like, "Okay, I'm doing something right." She said a Disney princess, or she was a Disney princess, you know, she was Anna in Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Or Anna. Anna. And she said that her daughters ask her, "Don't you think that it's weird that the prince kisses Snow White without her permission?" And then she says, "Yes, you cannot kiss someone if they're sleeping." So there have been a ton of online responses to this article, including someone saying, "I mean, it's not like she was in a coma due to being poisoned by a witch. He just walked up to her perfectly unconscious body and kissed her for no reason. It's a fairy tale. He kissed her to lift the curse. It's a classic story. Stop making it more than it is."
Oh, here's a random girl. I'm going to try kissing her real quick. Oh, it worked.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he was trying to break a spell, and that's part of the fairy tale of it.
I get the idea of teaching stuff, but I agree. Why are people making everything like you?
Too much.
It's ruining it. It's ruining everything.
Too much. I can't handle it. The wussification of America.
Nah, see?
Eminem has now broken 2 hip-hop records in 2018 following his new album Kamikaze and its follow-up single Killshot. According to chart data, Kamikaze is now the best-selling hip-hop album of 2018 as of yesterday. He beat Drake, Post Malone, and Cardi B. Killshot has the third highest amount of views for a music video within 24 hours of being uploaded when it dropped in September. At 38.1 million views, it is now the best total of all time for a hip-hop track. He's only beaten by Taylor Swift's Look What You Made Me Do and BTS's Idol.
Okay, that's actually... Okay, listen, you got to give him props for that. I don't like all the stuff he does, but to be behind those two, that's pretty dang good.
And Gary Busey went on Dr. Phil, and he talked about snorting cocaine off of his dog's fur.
"My dog, Chili, started rolling. The bundles of the cocaine got all over her. So what do? Well, you're an addict. You go snort the dog."
Come here, boy.
Snorted it right off of her.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
Terrible.
Wow. That's the garbage on the Joe and Alex show. Brand new right now, Radio Now 100.9. These kids are new and they're on the block. It's New Kids on the Block, hanging tough.
Is that what you would have been like if you were a DJ in the 90s?
Yep. Coming up next, we're going to spin the record, so make sure you listen. You're in the position of submission. It's the Joe and Alex show. Hey. I wish. Radio's so different now. Back when my grandpa did it, they did it that way. We have got New Kids on the Block tickets, and they could be yours. Let's play a little game this morning and pick some people. Okay. Let's see. Well, let's go to, is this Jen? Hey, Jen, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hello.
What up, what up, what up?
What up?
Mark on the south side. Hey, buddy, how are you today?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good. All right. I'm going to start out with Jen because she was first. Jen, what team would you like to be on? You could be on Team Joe or Team Alex today as we do. It's been a long time since we've done this. The Joe and Alex Show Music Battle.
Oh, I'm going to go with Joe.
All right. I like that guy.
I'm with Marky Mark.
All right, Joe. All my paperwork just like is gone, so I'm gonna try to remember that. Hey, Liv, can you put on my screen so I remember who my teammate is? Can you put there that I'm on Team Jen and Mark's on Team Alex? Just do a brother a favor because my papers are all gone now. I lost them.
Got you, girl.
Thank you, boo. All right, the way the music battle works is quite simple. We play a song, and at the very beginning, you can buzz in. Like as soon as you think you know what it is, you do that, and you get the artist and the song title right. You get a point. The best out of 5 wins. We got a couple extra in case we go to overtime. Alex, are you ready to play?
I am. I've got anxiety.
All right, cool. Jen and Mark, you guys just sit back and chill. We got this for you. Anything else you have to explain there, rule master?
No.
Okay. You had your hand up in the air like you just didn't care.
No, I'm like my hands up so I can point to whoever does it first. I was like, Liz, I'm getting ready. I get as nervous as you guys get.
Yeah, well, I mean, you need to be a good judge. I saw Alex slide you something. I don't know if that was a payment or not.
Hey,
but
don't worry about it.
Okay, here we go. Song number one, Alex, good luck, is Joe.
Yes.
That is Bette Midler, Wind Beneath My Wings.
Yes, that's two
for Joe. Yeah!
Two for Joe, one for artist and one for song name.
Yes. I want to go watch, I think Alex left the other day, I want to go watch Hocus Pocus. I'm in the mood for that.
I don't think you'll like it.
Is the song in Hocus Pocus?
No, but Bette Midler is. I love Hocus Pocus. My wife makes me watch it, so I have to love it. All right, song number two, the Joe and Alex Show Music Battle is... Do you really think he thinks
about you when he's out? Alex, is it Janet Jackson?
No.
Oh, I want to hear some more of this. Oh, I know who it is. I don't know the song, though. Hold on. Come on, say it.
I've never heard this song.
Okay, I think that is Paula Abdul, Play the Fool.
No, you got the artist right. It's Paula Abdul and Cold Hearted.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know that.
1 point for Joe.
Yikes.
So we're going into round three, and it's 3-0.
My butt's puckering because I'm winning right now. Song number three, Alex, here we go. Joe.
Yes.
Belvin DeVoe, Poison.
That's correct.
Poison! I was a baby out of my mind.
Come on, Alex.
That's why it's hard. I only know the chorus.
Me to find it getting out of my head.
Here we go. Everybody can say it.
That girl is poison.
Yeah.
That's the only part I know.
Poison, poison. Yeah, I gotta be honest, I don't know it either. I just heard that song so many freaking times
in my
life.
Why are you standing?
Because I get excited. I can't hold it in my pants.
This is big for Joe.
Good grief.
All right, it is big for me. All right, going into song number four, Alex still has 0 points. The song is...
Alex.
It's Love Shack, but I don't know the artist. Oh, wait, it's like starts with a B, like B-Town or something like that, I think.
Which final answer?
B-Town, Love Shack, I don't know.
Okay, you That's get right. one for the point, or one for the name. It's B-52.
Wait, I was going to guess. Why can't I guess?
Because she already guessed.
I didn't guess.
But she got it first.
Okay, fine, whatever. Fifth song. Here we go. Are you ready for...
Debbie Gibson.
Hey!
Well, I know who it is.
Quiet. That doesn't count. You can't say who it is. We got to go to the next song. Cheaters. All right, you ready, Alex?
Well,
at
least they knew.
Neither of us knew what it was anyway, so we would have both got it wrong.
Well,
so
I was going to say like Lovers or something. Here we go.
Okay,
final song. I had to mute Marky Mark over there in the big mouth. Here we go. Oh, I know this. Oh, my gosh. I know it, but I don't know the artist. I know the title.
Alex,
yes.
Pump Up the Jam. I don't know the artist.
Okay, 1 point for the song name.
Pump it up, make it honey thunder. Then it ain't done. Pump it up, pump it up. Why your
feet are stumping? The theme's still out for guessing. Look ahead, the
crowd is jumping. Pump the jam in my hand.
All right, Alex, guess the theme. The theme is all... is it all 90s hits?
I mean, no, sorry.
Okay, that is it Tectonix or something like that?
No, it's Technotronic, so you don't get that.
But,
Joe, you win because she would have just had to guess the theme in order to get it right, and she guessed it wrong.
What's the theme?
The theme is all of these songs shared... a Billboard's top 10 with New Kids on the Block.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I would have never known that.
All right.
Sorry, Marky Mark.
So that means, Jen, you win.
Woo-hoo!
Sorry about that, Mark.
No problem.
Hey, good day. Good for you, though, knowing Debbie Gibson out there, man. Props to you.
This wasn't my genre.
Well, these were the most popular songs in the world. Well,
too hard for me.
I'm
between
Alex.
1988 and like 1991 or something.
I have an eclectic taste. I only like certain artists. All right. Well, congratulations.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
So a dude walks into a Subway restaurant in Georgia, and, you know, here's what happened. He ended up robbing the place. That's not allowed, by the way.
Not good.
Yeah, he robbed the Subway in Georgia. Then he returned to the restaurant when he forgot his sandwich.
You know what? Robbing will work up an appetite. It's a lot of work.
The man was waiting in line when he jumped over the counter and took $100 or so from the cash register. He then ran away, but came back after. He's like, oh, crap, I forgot my sub.
You know what? Don't forget the chocolate chip cookie either, because those are the best chocolate chip cookies.
Now that I read this story, I really have a craving today for like a meatball marinara, or I could go for like a chicken breast.
Is that part of Joe's journey?
Joe's journey. Joe's journey. Hating on my own. Listen, I didn't say I was going to go there. I said I just have a craving for it.
But see, whenever you say that, you always go and do it after the show.
Hey, you know what? The more you resist it, the easier it becomes.
They have healthy choices, right?
No, they actually do have healthy choices.
Yeah. Like
turkey's healthy.
I'll tell you what I get. Do you want me to let you know what I get?
Lettuce, I mean, after the show, with a side of lettuce on top of lettuce.
How'd you know?
And then I do lettuce.
I put pepper on it, too.
Oh, pepper and lettuce. Yeah. That's great. My bunny rabbit does that, too. That's awesome.
Side note, I love it when people name their dogs Pepper.
Okay.
I think it's the funniest dog name.
And back to the dummy of the day.
Yeah, the guy fled the restaurant again, but he hasn't been arrested. Police identified the guys and said he had several warrants in Georgia and Tennessee. So those are your dummies of the day.
Are dogs named Pepper included?
People that bring that topic up during the dummy of the day are. On the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Here's the 411 on the 317. The Pacers beat the Grizzlies. Take that, you bunch of bears.
Woohoo!
111-83 last night to kick off the regular season. It's
they looked
cool.
So good last night.
Oh, I know, right?
So good,
and
yeah.
And they played good, too, but yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but a cheerleader turned student football coach at Franklin College hopes to play for the team next season. Her name is Hope Nelson. She's a freshman student football coach for the college, and coaching is just her backup plan. She's been training, running sprints, and squatting 245 pounds in the weight room, getting her legs stronger for next season. I am blown away by this girl. She played defensive back in high school, and next season for spring practices, she's going to suit up with the guys. Way to go, Hope.
That's
awesome. Great.
Get it, girl.
That's lit. Pittsburgh is the best city for jobs in the U.S. A jobs website ranks cities based on the number of hiring opportunities related to the population, the area's affordability, and job satisfaction. Pittsburgh topped the list, but Indianapolis was on there. It goes at Pittsburgh, St. Louis, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, and Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh, we made a really top spot there.
That's good. And you know, it's funny. We actually made another list here. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
It's not a really good list to be on. Yeah, Indianapolis just received a not-so-great distinction. According to pest control company Orkin, the Circle City is one of the rattiest cities in the country.
Ew.
Rat City trick. Rat City trick.
Yeah, Rat City, not Rack City.
Oh, my skin is crawling right now.
Gross. I've never seen a rat here.
You never have?
No, but I did see an article from New York this week that they have rats in their apartments there that are as big as dogs.
Oh, my gosh. I'm literally going to throw up.
Like a little pet. Like, come here.
If you caught a rat that was as big as a dog, you could roast that thing over an open fire and make a little salad.
Gosh.
Oh my! Oh yeah, for sure. You'd have like a stew or a chili.
You could have it for Thanksgiving.
I know you could.
You could have. You could have a.
You could have a turduck rat.
Ew! I'm gagging.
But just letting you know, you live in Rat City.
I'm literally gagging. Stop.
So what spot did we get to on this list for rattiest city?
16th.
Ew!
It's not state. It's city.
Ugh. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, based on the number of rodent treatments performed last year, Chicago, LA, and New York took the top three spots.
Yeah, I believe it.
We can always try again next year, can't we?
Well, it sounds like it corresponds with how big your city is, because that makes sense that Chicago, LA, and New York would be top three. Those are the three biggest cities in the United States.
So if people even, if they ever ask you, like, hey, where are you from? Where do you live? Like, oh, I'm from Indianapolis, a.k.a.
Rat City.
Going up like gas, goddamn.
No, it ain't the Circle City. It's not Naptown. It's Rat City. That is your 411 on the 317 here on the Joe and Alex Show. Radio Now 100.9. If you missed anything on the show today, go to RadioNowIndy.com and check it out. Tomorrow, Freak Show Friday will be back. More Necropolis tickets and our last pair of New Kids on the Block tickets. Alex, Lou the Web Girl, myself, Joe, let's do it.
Bye. Bye.